We are back on Party Line, and I want to thank our sponsors for letting us be on the air today. TC Trailers, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals, save money now and 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com. Boone County, Carroll County, Clinton County, your dailynews.com, your free local news services. Also, the online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com, brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Sheep's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginn Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Sheep's, Wealthy Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Community Foundation serving Howard, Carroll, and Clinton counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marchand's Window Tinting, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Avery Home Store, along with Jerry's Body Shop, Mann Chevrolet, GMC in Delphi, and Lanen's Furniture and Mattress. Open phone line 765-659-3338. We enjoy hearing from the community, especially if you have questions about the roads. We have Blake Dollier in from NDOT along with his intern, and I'm going to turn the mics back on, and I know I will screw your name up, so introduce yourself again.
Hi, my name is Glarabel Aon, and I just graduated from Purdue, so excited to listen in on Blake and hear him talk about all that NDOT's doing.
So, you just graduated. Mm-hmm. Are you going to go on for your master's, or are you looking, I know you're doing an internship with NDOT, or are you hoping that maybe this internship switches over to something full-time, or what's your future plans while I got you before we turn him loose?
This internship was more for me to get more experience, like having more of a full-time internship. I've done internships before, but more like during the school year, so I feel like I didn't get as much out of it as I wanted to. So I think this was just like another stepping stone before and ideally enter the workforce. So because this internship runs until August, so applying through the summer and seeing where I end up. And ideally, I honestly would want to go back to school, but I think that's something farther down the line.
What's your major?
I was a PR major at Purdue, and then I also have a minor in HR management.
Oh, wow. Double. HR management is not an easy one either, but PR, yeah. I don't think you'll have an issue. I think a lot of people are looking for communication skills and everything. So I know this one started out on the radio, and look where he's at now. So. What's up, Bub?
You never know where you may end up. And, if you take a look at the TrafficWise map, you may end up seeing a little bit more maybe construction than the last month or so.
Yeah, no kidding. That's what I was looking at. Like you said, the last time you were here, we had a lot of projects that were getting ready to start. And now here we are in the thick of it because of the weather we've had. I mean, we've had some rain delays. And what I was going to ask you, one of the things I did want to ask you before we tear into the meat of it, with all the rain that we had, I know most of the flooding was down south, but we did have a little bit up here. Were there any issues with roads or with some of the construction maybe being not only delayed, but maybe being set back because of damage that was done?
You know, we have had a few minor setbacks here and there. Of course, there were a few projects that got delayed by a few days or maybe a week or so just due to Mother Nature doing what she likes to do, and that's changed the schedule of our projects from time to time. But I will say we've been very fortunate that there's been no major damage, nothing that should concern the public at this point in time. We have had a little bit of flooding, of course. We have a few spots on certain roadways where maybe things don't drain off quite as well as in other spots, maybe some low-lying areas. I know we do have a particular area down near Little Point, just south of I-70, which is, of course, not anywhere near this vicinity, but we do have an area down there that tends to flood, but it also tends to recede pretty quickly. We did have a little bit of heavy rain down south near Terre Haute as well, but here in the Clinton Boone County areas, you know, yes, it's been a wet month of May so far. I believe I saw in the news it was about 7 or 8 inches that we've gotten of rain over the course of the month, which does put a little bit of a damper on construction sometimes, but we've been continuing to move through. Most of our projects, I would say, have had minor changes, if any changes. So, you know, again, we're really fortunate that while we have had this rain, we're still in a good spot. We're still early in the season as well. So, you know, there's even been a few projects that have opened up early, which, you know, despite all this rain, I think is something to really speak to the work that our contractors and then our maintenance crews are doing as well.
Yeah, no kidding. And I know a lot of that work is at night, which to me, in a, as a driver, that's fantastic because it's not as crowded, and it's probably safer to an extent. But yet I can see that as a worker being a little more difficult, but because you're working at night.
You know, absolutely.
Even with the big floodlights and everything, you're still working at night.
And I think that's something, too, especially, you know, if we do have a rainy or maybe foggy night. The Project Greenlight that we've talked about before is that new initiative that's helped them be just a little bit safer. And I know a lot of our workers around this area, I've seen them around the Indianapolis airport as well. And then down in Terre Haute now, we've gotten some of those green lights that we've talked about that attach to the back of the worker's helmet that in those nighttime or hours with reduced visibility due to weather conditions, we're able to keep them a lot safer. And so, you know, as of course, last month or earlier this month, it's hard to believe, Work Zone, National Work Zone Awareness Week, and how it's passed already. But, you know, we've gotten to this point and, you know, doing a lot of night work. But again, continuing to just keep them safe as best as we possibly can. And, you know, as we continue on, it's getting into the warmer months. Maybe next month or so, you may start hearing about some chip seal happening in the area. So, you know, stay tuned for more information on that. But we've got a lot of information to provide you as far as construction goes. And then, of course, some hiring, of course, around the district as well. We've got some opportunities available in the Frankfort area that are going to be here in the near future.
Well, and let's just tear into it because I know, you know, we're heading into a major dry stretch, it looks like. So far, I mean, granted, it's Indiana, and you know those pop-ups can come out of anywhere.
We're going to knock on wood.
Yeah.
Okay, but district-wide.
Real wood in here.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's talk about it.
Yeah, district-wide, we have our lightning maintenance contract, lighting maintenance contract. We have had a lot of lightning as well.
Oh, we have.
With
had.
These, speaking of storms, but lighting maintenance contract in various locations throughout the district, and that can include, but is not limited to, Clinton and Boone counties as well. That simply repairs those lights you see along the roadway, the wiring. Work expected to take place in that in the first or second weeks of the month, but intermittently we can have some specialty work that takes place there. So you may see crews out there working on the lighting. Just continue to treat that as you would any work zone and be as safe as you can. And then here in Clinton County, we'll just, like you said, dive right into it. The 421 bridge over Cripe Run, that recently let, started in April, and that detour officially utilizes 26 to 75, but we do encourage drivers to seek an alternate route if they're able to. That's going to be around 3 months, of course, weather permitting. You may hear that throughout the course of the show, as we always do, but especially with how wet this spring's been, everything is weather permitting, and we cannot emphasize enough that everything is subject to change. But those are bridge maintenance and repairs. We actually, just on our social media channels, put up some information and a little update on that as well. Some pictures of it out there. Of course, you know, bridge maintenance and repairs isn't something that's super large scale, but we do want to show people that, you know, our crews are out there. They are continuing to work, especially, you know, as these conditions have made it more difficult. We'd like to showcase the great work that they're doing out there. So we've got those pictures up on our Facebook page. Just posted those yesterday, if anybody'd like to go check that out.
Yeah, I love the fact that you guys do post about all the work that's being done. And it not only shows how important it is, because you do the before and the afters, but you do the during, so you can see how the progression works and how difficult it is to actually, you know, maintain our roads. Because we don't think about it. We're just out there driving. You know, we don't think about especially bridges and the damage that occurs just by trucks and farm equipment and, you know, just everyday driving going over those bridges. You don't think about the stresses that those take. So to see the repairs and everything on them is fascinating.
You always have to think about it as preventative maintenance, right? And so as you, for example, you buy a new vehicle, right? and eventually you're going to get to that 3,000 miles and you're going to need an oil change. You don't just buy a new car because you need an oil change, right? So similarly with our projects, we don't build a new bridge because the bridge wears down a little bit. We continue to maintain and preserve those assets to the best of our ability, and then our technical services team is able to forecast what could be needed, where are these asset repairs needed, and then we make those and we put those through our construction program. Of course, we make sure our capital programs team funds that project. And so it's really a big cycle that we run through here. And part of that cycle is the patching on I-65 that has just begun. Patching resurfacing work anticipated to last until October. You may have noticed that in Clinton, or if you're traveling north to Tippecanoe counties, between State Roads 28 and 38, again, anticipated to last until August. So you'll see those evening and morning lane closures. With this one in particular, it is a little bit different because it's not just your nighttime hours. It's about 8 p.m. to 7 a.m. on weekdays, Saturdays till about 10 a.m., and then Sundays until noon. And that's just because of the lower traffic volumes on the weekends.
Sure.
So yeah. We've got that. Of course, we've got the 65 southbound ramp. Speaking of State Road 28, we're going to have a new signal installation coming up this summer. And then we do have some local projects as well with NDOT oversight. One of those, County Road 750 over Cripe Run. 150 days approximately is what that's supposed to last, but of course that's also weather permitting. That started the middle of this month, so it's just getting underway, south of Rossville, west of US 421. Again, that is a local project, so that's our locals that are running that, but there is NDOT oversight. And then 39/421, we've got a small structure replacement just south of Rossville. I just announced that one as well on our pages, between County Road 800 and State Road 26. That is closed due to the condition of the pavement, so we're going to be making those repairs in the fall due to utility conflicts with that planned repair. So, again, if that pavement deteriorates, we are going to make sure that we're able to keep that in as safe driving condition as possible for our drivers. Again, we don't want to cause any panic with that. There is not going to be any safety concerns, but due to that pavement condition, we are going to make sure that we, you know, revitalize that and rehabilitate that to an acceptable condition for our standards.
Yeah, I've been on that recently, so I know exactly what you're talking about. Are they looking to, they're not going to start that till fall, or they're hoping to maybe get that done by fall because of school?
I would say they're just expected to maybe begin in that time frame, but of course that could be subject to change. And if there are any safety concerns that arise, we would move that up. We do that from time to time if there's anything that, you know, we could wait for potentially, but if there's an urgent need for it, we will take care of that. So we just encourage everybody to know that, you know, whether there is a concern there, if we can wait, we will. But if we can't, we won't. You know, we're not going to put any driver's safety at risk. That's just simply something that we're not about. And we want to make sure that everybody can rest easy at night, knowing that no matter where they travel, that things are going to be as safe as humanly possible for them.
Well, and as you said, you know, we've got, that's one area of the county that has a lot of alternative routes, and with 75 being right there, and then of course we got 26 depending on which way you're going, you know, you've got lots of options.
Absolutely. So, and if you do want to seek an alternate route, especially during construction, we would encourage that. But again, just want to let folks know that is coming. You know, we have noticed the need in that area, and we'll be proactive about getting that completed.
Okay, Boone County. That's usually the nightmare county.
There's a lot more items on this list for sure. But, you know, we have had a lot of progress, of course, and there's been a lot of pictures shared. Colin, who we brought on the show last time, is just a phenomenal photographer. He's gets me pictures almost every day, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate that because it helps people stay up to date. But the 32 realignment, the progressive design build between Garofalo Road just past County Road 250 West on State Road 32, lane closures and traffic pattern shifts anticipated as we work to realign that roadway and expand that as well. Speed limit approaching the work zone has been permanently reduced, we've mentioned before, from 45 to 55, and then 35 miles per hour when construction crews are present. So keep that in mind. Of course, we had Work Zone Awareness Week last month, and we're going to continue to beat that drum of work zone safety. You know, just because Work Zone Awareness Week was in April doesn't mean you shouldn't be any less safe here in the month of May and the months to come. But 35 miles per hour when the crews are present, we're going to have a closure approximately June 9th on or after, weather permitting, with Enterprise Boulevard. That's going to last about a month and a half. County Road 250 will close on or after July 6th. until that contract is complete, which is anticipated for the end of this year with lane closures going into 2027.
Again, we've got Blake Dollier with NDOT here giving us the updates for all the projects, construction projects that are going on throughout Clinton and Boone County. And, yeah, Boone County, like you said, there's a lot. So let's just keep moving.
Yeah, so again, you know, that realignment work underway. Structure installations, clearing and embankment for that new roadway realignment taking place as well. So be on the lookout for that. And so then speaking of, you know, 32, we've also got 39. South of I-65, we've got some permitting work taking place for road widening near that Lebanon Sports Complex. And there is, once the current phase is complete here in the next few weeks, the contractor does plan to pull off until utility conflicts and redesign work are complete of that roadway. So a lot of times with these projects we've mentioned before, we get into a conflict with the utility line, with whether it be electricity, gas, water lines. So it's important to allow them to relocate safely so that not only we can continue safe utility services in the area, but also just to allow our crews to be able to complete their work safely as well.
You're going what? You're taking a two-lane to, is it going four or is it going just three with that center turn lane over there by the sports complex?
I'll have to check on the maintenance of traffic pattern exactly with that and what's being in place. But I think, you know, more will probably be determined here as the project plays out and as we kind of work on that redesign, what's exactly going to come of that. But we will have that taking place, and we'll probably have some more updates on that here in the near future.
All right, we got more going on 52.
The 52 at 65 interchange project is coming along very well. Nighttime lane closures can be expected over the next few months. I think that's, you know, kind of broken record from my part, but that is going to continue between 32 and 47, just north of the Lebanon area, with that estimated completion in 2028. The US 52 closure anticipated north of County Road 300 is going to come in late July or early August for the completion of the tie-in to that new interchange. Of course, we call that a diverging diamond interchange, which reduces different levels of impact, so it reduces those right angle or T-bone crashes and will enhance safety in that area and provide additional traffic flow. So that's going to be continuing. Additional lane closures in the next couple weeks as well for concrete to be placed in that area. You've probably noticed the new beams that have been set in that area. It's really starting to look like an interchange now, which has just been, you know, phenomenal from when we started, you know, and it was just a lot of dirt that was out there. But now it's starting to take its shape, and it's been great to see the progress in that area. And then, you know, speaking of interstates as well, we mentioned off the top, but again, reminding everybody of the 865, I-65 ongoing nighttime lane closures. I should have another update coming to your inboxes near you here very soon on that. So that's just fiber optic cables that are going to be installed in those areas to provide services to the local residents there in Boone County as you approach Marion County. We mentioned State Road 32 earlier as well over Findlay Creek. It's located near County Road 1100 east of US 421. So intermittent lane closures will be taking place there throughout the summer to finish up those punch list items, which, again, when the project gets nearly complete, we a lot of times go in, we plant the grass, we plant maybe some trees, and just really, you know, check off the last few boxes, put the icing on the cake, if you will. And then 32, Shenandoah to County Road 250, lane closures as well for monument installation, riprap, and then pavement markings. Just, again, those punch list items, as we mentioned, expected to be complete by mid-June. So you can expect that work near Shenandoah and Dover to be wrapping up here in the near future out by Western Boone High School. And, of course, still on the Boone County beat here, small structure replacements, State Road 47 west of 39, State Road 267 north of Fayette, US 421 south of 47, and then 421 north of 32. Some more punch list items happening with that. I mentioned tree planting a lot of times is associated with that. That should take place in the fall due to the type of trees required. You know, I'll never claim to be somebody who's an expert in trees, but I do know that, you know, we do have our environmental folks that make those calls and do a great job in doing so. So shout out to them. And planting of that will be moved to Brownsburg Park as well. So a lot of work happening in the 32 and 47 areas as well.
Well, I think a lot of people are really surprised that NDOT plants. You know, you do have your environmental specialist, but I think they think of that as far as drainage and all that kind of thing. Excuse me. But they don't realize how much plant you guys put in to help with natural resources and to help not only beautify, but also to help in the environment itself.
Absolutely. And would you believe that we even take it a step further? Our environmental team can, especially like with bridge work, for example, can narrow it down and find a specific endangered species of bat and can make sure that before we start that project, we're able to safely rehome that bat and get them to where they're able to continue to, you know, of course, breed because we want to protect those endangered species. But our environmental team does so many things that you would not think about, whether it be tree planting or even down to protecting the native Indiana bat species, which is endangered.
You're talking bats, and we're talking roads. So are they finding them, like, hiding under the bridges and that kind of thing?
So they will go in there and they will actually nest. And so
that's what I wondered.
It's fascinating because you have to be very careful because we want to protect that species. And so when we go in, we can have a project plan, but even one little bat can sometimes cause delays. So I say weather permitting, but also some of these projects are quite literally bat permitting.
that floors me. But because you wouldn't think as sonically as they are sensitive, that they would be anywhere near a road, and especially a bridge, because you know as well as I do, it's not quiet under a bridge.
I will say, I think they've been maybe found in more rural areas, which would make sense with your point there, but it's, you know, we've seen it all, right?
I've seen fox dens in tiles, so I'm sure they've found a little bit of everything.
And I know in the southern part of our district, now Clinton and Boone counties don't have to worry about this, but I believe we've even found some copperhead snakes as you go down south in like Clay County, Putnam County, and those areas. So, you know, not super common, of course, as you get that far north in the state, but south in our district, you can start to see them just a little bit.
And you would not think that you would need knee-high boots.
Yeah.
To work down there. But,
I wouldn't say I'm scared of snakes, but I don't know that, you know. Let's just say that our workers are a lot more courageous with that than I am.
I get that, yeah. I'm not fond. So what else have we got going on?
Scour protection on US 52 between 65 and 300, which is a bundled project beginning this summer. The 52 portion of that will be kind of on a to-be-determined timeline there. We've got another local project with NDOT oversight, Grant Street, still closed in Lebanon, anticipated to end in 2026 with road reconstruction and widening, taking that down to the dirt and building that road over completely. County Road 500 over Bett Ditch reconstruction as well, 3 miles west of 267, south of the I-65 interchange. It's going to be approximately a 150-day closure, but again, weather permitting. We don't foresee any bats in that area, but, you know, if we do see any, we will let you know. intersection improvement roundabout project at County Road 400 and County Road 100 southeast of Lebanon. That should be about the same timeline for that closure. Anticipated completion by October. Again, a roundabout, you know, helping that traffic flow and helping mobility as well.
Yeah, I think a lot of people cringe when they hear a roundabout, but, I mean, other than if it's in an area where there's a lot of trucks, you know, and I know you have to engineer for that, big, large trucks and then the tractor trailers, that kind of thing. I think most people, once they get used to it, and used to going around it and the traffic flow, you know, it's not that bad.
We've noticed a lot of people actually asking and saying, hey, we would like a roundabout at this location.
Sure.
So, you know, it's fascinating because years ago, of course, this was a very new idea. And everybody knows that Carmel is the roundabout capital of the world.
Yeah.
I will say that NDOT's roundabouts are traditionally different from the ones you see in maybe your Carmels and Westfields of the road, although those do have their benefits as well. So, you know, we love roundabouts here at NDOT. We're by all means in support of that. But, you know, in all seriousness, the roundabouts here are traditionally single-lane roundabouts versus those dual lanes or maybe those dogbone roundabouts you'd see up in Carmel and Westfield.
Yeah, most definitely. That plus, you guys, especially when you get out in this area, you have to, well, like the one out on 65 and 28, you know, had to look at the traffic flow, not only tractor trailers, but farm equipment.
Absolutely. And where that comes into play, too, is we have those turning aprons, which rise up about an inch and a half, I believe, off the pavement. And that allows them, if they do need that extra space, they can come up on that and really feel very limited rise in their, you know, in their trailers. So it's able to make that turn movement a little bit easier for them. We've learned a lot along the way as well. We've designed some roundabouts that we've reconsidered size-wise just because, you know, we want to make them larger and that sort of item. But again, it's whether it be that or a reduced conflict intersection, we, you know, continue to look at ways to make that better and more efficient for all users, not just your cyclists, of course, or your pedestrians or your vehicle traffic day to day, but also our semi-truck drivers and then, you know, our farm equipment and school buses as well.
I know, of course, it's summer. We're going into summer, or will be. We're going to be looking at painting. We're going to be looking at, with some of the chip and seal and everything, we'll see new markers going up, you know, the reflective markers and all that will be going up as well. But one of the big things that we were fascinated with going through here on 28, and I believe it's all done here through Frankfort, is all the ADA compliancy that NDOT has been taking on and been responsible for in a lot of communities. Is there a lot of that still going on towards, I mean, I'm sure Lebanon with all the reconstruction and resizing and everything that you're doing there, but do you still have a lot of those projects going on in the areas?
I would say that it's pretty widespread, you know, not necessarily just limited to one area or the other, but we did complete that here, and I think a lot of people have really appreciated that, and it's, you know, given a lot, you know, even like a little bit of a facelift, just new curb and gutter work within the city, but, you know, most importantly being ADA compliant in that project now having wrapped up, like you mentioned, but it did take a little while, and we do appreciate everybody's patience as that work's taken place. I know most of the work was off-road, but occasionally you may have that surprise lane closure here and there. So, again, you know, we've been able to successfully complete that project here in town, but whether it be Boone County or other counties here in the area, we've been able to do that elsewhere as well. And just, you know, every area, I would say, has different needs, but whenever we do address a need like that, we always like to make sure that we're in compliance and making sure that we're doing things the right way and the way that they should be done from the beginning.
Well, I know we've got a lot of you know, like you said, we're talking about marking replacements and that kind of stuff. So what are you looking at specifically that's already in the books to be done?
So we try to make sure that everything gets repainted at least once a year. Of course, that can be challenging with equipment issues sometimes that come up or weather issues because you can't go out there in the rain or in a snowstorm and paint the lines on the road, right? That would almost be too good to be true. But we do try to place fresh pavement markings, repaint everything at least once a year. Work's ongoing through that, especially in Boone County. But also, you know, we want to make sure that we touch everywhere. And if there's somewhere that you think needs it really bad right now, you know, I'll go ahead and open the door up for our customer service portal, NDOT, and then the number 4 and the letter U.com. Again, NDOT4U.com. If you have an area that needs repainted, just let us know, and we'll, you know, address when that will be taken care of in a customer service response. So, but again, pavement markings are very important. That one especially is very weather permitting, and we do encourage everybody to please, you know, use extra caution as these pavement markings are being placed. There is wet paint out on the roadways when that happens, and so it's just really important to, you know, even though this paint is going to dry very quickly and we have our crews out there protecting, making sure that traffic isn't affected, we do want to make sure sometimes people will still drive over those wet paint lines and get a big yellow streak down their vehicle. And we don't want that for you. And so we want to just, you know, put that messaging out that please be careful around our paint trucks because it can cause a lot of headaches for you all, and we don't want that, but it is for the safety of our drivers, too, to make sure that those lines are freshened up.
Do you know about how long it takes for that to dry? Because it sure doesn't seem like it takes very long. And then, of course, there are some crews that actually have a drying truck that have the big fan, you know, on the back of them, too, that they can get out there and they can, almost like what you see at the 500 when they're trying to dry the the track off.
And they had to do that this year, too.
Yeah, no kidding.
But
yeah.
that may be the million-dollar question, honestly. It's, you know, it's hard to tell. I'll have to check on that one, too. Maybe we can come up with a little trivia for this show, right?
Yeah.
How long does it take for a pavement
for
marking
to dry?
Yeah. would be interesting and fun. We'd see maybe between you and Cindy who would score the highest on that. Yeah. But that could be fun.
Yeah, that would be kind of fun. I know we're getting close on time, but there are a lot of hiring opportunities with NDOT, and I think a lot of people kind of forget that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we always are looking for new talent, and that's not only our Governor's Summer Internship Program is the prime place where we do that, but also we have other needs as well. So, you know, selfishly, I always like to make sure that I have a little help in the public relations side of things, but where we also need help, you know, even more than anywhere is equipment mechanics. Here in Frankfort specifically, we are hiring for one heavy equipment mechanic position. And let me tell you, if you go out to work at that Frankfort unit, they are a great group of guys out there and gals that work out there, not only on the roadways, but in the shop. I can tell you specifically, one of them helped me when I had a little issue on the roadway with one of my vehicles and got me right up back ready to go. So they're great people that work there. It's a great work-life balance. And you've got a great, great leadership at that shop as well. So looking for heavy equipment mechanics, you know, one of the bonuses I think that NDOT offers that not many people can say they do is we're really competitive in the work-life balance. And that, you know, as a mechanic, you sometimes may not know when you're going to get to go home. But at NDOT, you have that set schedule and you have a lot of paid time off. You have a lot of different opportunities to, you know, build a career here as a mechanic. And so, you know, we've got that opportunity available at Frankfort, and we need our mechanics to work on that heavy equipment, especially during chip seal season or during winter operations, where I will be fully transparent. Those hours do vary a little bit when it comes to winter. But again, for the vast majority of the year, you're going to have a lot of work-life balance, and it's just a great job here that's available in Frankfort. And a new position we have available in Crawfordsville, but could be maybe flexible and get to travel out across the district a lot, is our safety director position. We'll be opening up very soon. And so we've got a great safety director now who's going to be, you know, stepping down here in the near future. So like to, you know, give her the applause she deserves, but also that we want a safety director that can fill those big shoes. And so just really encouraging everybody to, you know, if you have a safety background, maybe emergency management, we'd love to make you a part of our team and, you know, get to do and see a lot of neat things out there in the field. And ultimately, that position's so important as well because it helps keep our crews safe out there on the roadways. And even, you know, just in a day-to-day work situation, you know, whether it be at the administrative building if an emergency were to take place or out in the field, you know, keeping folks safe as drivers drive by these work zones. Really important to have that safety director and mechanic position filled, and we hope to get those filled soon. So go to the workforindiana.gov website, and you can apply for that today. And again, we would love to hear from you.
Remind everybody all the websites, the apps, everything that people can use for that NDOT makes available to make their lives easier.
So NDOT, and then the number 4 and the letter U.com. Again, that's NDOT4U.com. That can be for customer concerns, questions, or even if you want to notify us of something. Maybe there's a dead animal in the road or a hazard in that roadway. Maybe you want to report a pothole. Report all that information to us there. And then for project updates, live information that I ran through this really fast today. But if you want to check on something that I had mentioned, you can go to 511in.org or the TrafficWise app. You can sign up for alerts at alerts.ndot.in.gov. Get emails, text messages sent directly from myself and Glarabelle here. And so get updates on those projects. And then NDOT West Central on Facebook, as well as Twitter or X or whatever you call the app nowadays.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where you'll see a lot of those pictures and everything they're on that they put up on the projects. It's a lot of fun to follow, actually.
Absolutely.
See what all's going on.
And there's a lot more going on, say, this time of year than, say, the middle of winter when there is no snow on the ground. So you get your money's worth this time of year.
Most definitely. Well, again, we want to thank Blake Dollier for being here from NDOT, and we'll definitely we'll talk when we get off air. I've got the calendars with me so we can get you set for the next couple of months. But we appreciate you. We appreciate everything that you do for us. when you're here and also when you're not, we're constantly getting emails and
you've probably gotten updates, a lot this time of year.
Updates, newsletters, you know, everything. And I know during the winter we abuse you during the winter because even when you're pouring coffee at home, we're talking weather and watching to see what the roadways are like with the snow and ice and everything else that we get. So,
and we can safely say that winter is over now.
Yes, I think so, at least for a while. I don't know. It's Indiana. So, all right. What did you think?
I mean, it was really interesting to listen in on. I'm always impressed by hearing Blake talk, honestly, even just in the 2 weeks that I've been here.
Well, I love the fact that when he mentioned having help and having an intern, that you just shook your head and laughed and kind of smiled and giggled. But I
hey,
was
you've
wondering.
Been putting me to work, but that's what I signed up for. So.
Yeah, yeah.
She came on at a busy time.
Well, always. And I'll tell you, the last 2 months, he's been looking forward to having an intern.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
Well,
the secret's out.
We appreciate it, and hopefully you'll be able to come back with him next month. So,
thank you.
All right. You've been listening to Party Line here on WILO. We're going to get everybody out of here. Don't forget to tune in tonight to baseball action as I get my cheat sheet to remind everybody tonight, 4:45, the guys will be coming on the air. For the sectional baseball doubleheader, Rossville taking on Bethesda Christian, and then Carroll taking on Clinton Prairie, along with reports from the sectional championship game between two of our local teams, Clinton Central and Clinton Prairie. Should be a good one. So everybody join in with us tonight. Listen to baseball and softball, and have a great weekend.